Hello, I'm Paul Corsetti, Senior Site Editor of TechTarget's Search Data Backup and Search Disaster Recovery site. Joining me today to discuss his company and the data protection market is Peter McKay, Co-CEO and President of Veeam Software. Thank you for being here, Peter.
It's great to be here, Paul. Thank you for having me.
How would you sum up 2017 for Veeam and the data protection market in general?
Well, I would say it's been an exciting year overall. I do think in the data protection market, and I just had our sales kickoff, and so we had this conversation. I do think, you know, just in general, our market has expanded much more aggressively in 2017 and going into 2018. I think really on the backs of the importance of staying up, running, available 24/7, 365. That's now become kind of mission critical for companies. And so, you know, we were well positioned to take advantage of it. We've got a large 53,000 channel partners around the globe that are in front of customers every day, you know, talking about the importance of kind of the mission critical applications. So for us, it was a great year. We as you may have seen, we hit $823 million. So that was a 36% growth year over year. Our fourth quarter, we did $299 million in the quarter, 48% growth year over year. So with all the financial numbers, it was you know, a tremendous year. But underneath all that, I think I'm probably even prouder of, you know, we made a lot of these transitions from kind of going from a, you know, a little bit of a smaller company kind of feel to now building a, you know, what we hope is a multi-billion dollar business. And so we made some management changes and org structures and some really tough decisions to really put ourselves in a really good position for 2018. But it took a lot of effort to do that. And so as a team, I think it says a lot for the Veeam team that we were able to, you know, make all these changes and process and leadership changes and still have 36% year over year growth. And I think that really goes to the resiliency of the team and the culture and the adaptability of the Veeam team to really become that next $1 billion software company.
Now, in the middle of last year, Veeam changed up its management structure and you became the co-CEO in addition to president. How has it been splitting the CEO duties with Andrey Baranov, and what have been the challenges there?
You know, when you go to kind of that structure, I think it's more of an odd structure externally than it is internally. Andrey and I work closely together and really looking at, you know, what are the customer feedback and trends and market challenges. And as a group, we really assess, you know, what are the priorities. And, you know, Andrey, you know, has been unbelievable in his assessment of the market and the trends that have been going on over the last 10 years and has done an unbelievable job of building and the technology and the breadth of the solution, not only to go from kind of that small and medium sized companies to now we're aggressively penetrating, and one of the areas that is growing the fastest is our enterprise business. And so we've really evolved our technology to be the platform for the enterprise as well. And so, you know, it works well internally. I think it's, you know, obviously it's not the conventional approach to a CEO, but none of us, I mean, we're not a company with egos, and, you know, I definitely don't have a challenge with it, and Andrey doesn't either, in terms of being the one that has to be, you know, only one that makes a decision in the company. We've kind of determined that, you know, he understands that technology far better than I do in the direction. And I, you know, my expertise is kind of the operations, the go-to-market side, and it works out really well. And so, you know, that's something that is, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Keep it going. And it shows in our results.
So you've now been with the company for about a year and a half now. How has it been different from your previous jobs, and how has it matched up with your expectations?
Yeah, it's about 19 months now. I've been here at Veeam, and you know, I think it's really you know, it doesn't match up with any one particular opportunity. I mean, the scale of VMware when I ran Americas, which was a $3+ billion business, But I also, in running, CEO of, venture-backed companies or other large software companies, my experience at Veeam has been really the culmination of a lot of experiences of, everything I've done over the past, 25, 27 years. So it's been a really good fit between what the company, where the company's at, the company culture, the challenges that we're faced kind of in the market and the opportunities, with the skill sets that I've acquired over my career. And it's been a very good fit. And obviously Ratmir has been, incredibly, supportive in the journey here. And, we work very well together. So, absolutely no complaints. This has been a far better experience than I had expected 19 months ago when I first joined. So, and the opportunity is far bigger than I ever expected. So it was clearly a good move for me. And I think it was, so far, it's been a good move for the company as well.
What do you think is the toughest part of the job?
We've had a lot of growth over the years, and, we've averaged, 33% cumulative CAGR over the past 5 years, and so you're at 35 or so percent, and that's a lot of growth. So you think every 3 years you're doubling in size almost, and that requires a tremendous amount of, focus on keeping in front of the talent curve, continue to develop your teams internally, but also look to continually recruit the top talent you can find in the industry. And, when I came, we had to do both. We had to invest more aggressively in developing our talent internally to scale to over a billion. But we had some of those people just doing a lot of, maybe too many things. A small company, you could have someone do 3, 4, or 5 different things. But as the company gets bigger, you really have to focus. And focus on people doing very specific tasks and then going outside the company and recruiting people who have specific skill sets in those areas and that have done well in excess of the scale that we're at today as a company. And so that kind of mixture of internal development, restructuring organizationally, and then recruitment of talent has been a major focus for me over the past 18 months. Now we're in a much better place. But there was a lot of effort. I think 20% of my time has been just interviewing, recruiting, really some incredible talent that we've been able to bring into this business. But it took a lot of effort for me and others to really, take, maybe we were a little behind, to now we're in front of the curve from our growth perspective.
Looking ahead now, what are the biggest challenges in the data protection market for Veeam to tackle in the coming year?
I think some of the bigger challenges is, this data is massive accumulation of data, as you know, and it's not in one spot, right? Data is being accumulated in many different spots, with IoT and just machine learning. You've got pockets of data all throughout the organization, at the endpoints, in the cloud, on-premise, in cloud applications. So, this concept of a data center is pretty, is going away. And so the need for us to provide this visibility, management, orchestration, single pane of glass from a data perspective is critical. And the challenge that we see is, we see customers, potential customers at various stages of their evolution in terms of that journey of, how they're handling availability in their organization. From some people who still look at it as, man, I'm just going to back it up, to, moving through the life cycle of from the recovery all the way through to automation based off of the learnings and the different data locations and how it's being done. And so, we've as a company have invested a lot in internally, and this is what our sales kickoff is all about, is really understanding where in the journey our customers, where are they, and in terms of their kind of their data management, data protection, and in terms of their readiness for 7x24 availability of any app, any service for their around the data. So for us, it's really getting a better understanding of our customer evolution and then applying what is the right model for them based off of where they are and where they want to be. And so, you know, we gotta be better at what we do, to design kind of, you know, these, you know, use case scenarios that allow them to take where they are to evolve them. And so it's more of a consultative, more strategic approach than you think kind of Veeam of the past. And so we're in more of these strategic conversations with companies on, you know, what do we see in best practices around, you know, data management and what to do in the cloud, what not to do, and what to do with your SaaS, your Office 365 and not. And so more and more of our conversations are at that strategic level, which is a great spot to be. But, you know, it requires us to change our approach than we were in many years past to be truly that strategic partner for our company.
You're at about 282,000 customers now, and you've been adding thousands of customers each month, including large enterprise accounts. How can you maintain that in the year ahead?
You know, I think it's, you know, for us, it's doing things, not doing more things, it's just doing things better. As you said, we average a little over 4,000 customers a month we're adding. And so there's this balance of, you know, this continue to accumulate new customers, especially in the enterprise, is a, you know, critical growth area. So, you know, it's not necessarily the, you know, it's a goal of ours to continue to, you know, to add, you know, 4,000. You know, I think, you know, we want it. Obviously, we like the fact that that happens, but, you know, it's also, you know, what are we penetrating net new logos in the enterprise, in the commercial, in all the different markets? And so we continue to look at that as a critical component, but it's going to be kind of this mix of, you know, continue to acquire new, but also, you know, we've added a lot of new technology, to the platform. So you had the traditional, backend recovery. We have kind of the suite. We have the Enterprise Plus, which is a broader platform that not all of our customers who could use it, use it. We also rolled out Office 365. We rolled out agents. We now have N2W, as part of it. We have Orchestrator. We have, you know, a lot of technology that companies, could leverage from Veeam that have yet to leverage it. And so, you know, getting this kind of good balance between, you know, continue to acquire new customers, but also make sure that the opportunity we have within the companies that we have, within our customers that we have, are being fully realized. And so it's this balance. But we've become much more refined, much more focused on the quality of our engagements with the right customers, both our customers existing and new. And so I think you're going to, you know, we're going to get, you know, I'm not saying we're going to stop the 4,000 new customers a month, but there's a lot of opportunities to continue to do better, service our customers better. You know, that's a major focus for us and continue to evolve from 2017 to 18 to really increase that. And the fact that our net promoter score is 73, it really tells you that we do a great job of making sure our customers are happy with the Veeam performance, the technology, the vision, the strategy of where we're going.
Now, specifically about cloud technologies, you said that Veeam needs to be the best in the world in cloud backup and recovery. You just announced the acquisition of N2WS, which provides backup and recovery for AWS. So certainly that will help. How else do you get to that best in the world designation for cloud backup and recovery?
Well, this is kind of where we see an opportunity for us. And, you know, it's very similar to, and I've had many conversations with Ratmir about this, very similar to the early days of virtualization. And Veeam was, you know, built, purpose-built for a virtual environment, specifically vSphere, and then we evolved to Hyper-V and then Acropolis. So we feel as though we're the best in the world at the virtual environment. And now we've added physical and cloud. You know, but as the past couple of years, a hybrid story is really what customers have, you know, moved towards. And so we believe that an approach that is very kind of a similar native approach, like we were native to virtual, is native to a cloud. And so A2WS, which was, you know, an investment we made that we decided to acquire, because just the growth we saw and the opportunity we see, is very similar to where we were in the virtual world. And so what we see is, you know, virtual world is not going away. It continues to grow. Physical is not going away. That continues to be a component. But the cloud is an increasingly growing aspect of, you know, the world we live in. And so N2WS was a technology that we could leverage across multiple clouds that are very native to the cloud environment that really differentiates our approach from, you know, basically bring your own license to AWS or Azure that a lot of the competitors have been doing. So this is a really critical shift in this market where, you know, you have a native solution that's built on the marketplace of AWS, which is, we believe, is the, you know, ideal solution for companies who want to do more on AWS.
Finally, is there anything else you wanted to mention about the year ahead or 2017 that we didn't touch on?
I think you've seen a lot of change within Veeam in 2017. We put a lot of things that maybe you haven't seen in place as well in 2017. And I really see 2018 as a year of, you know, significant growth as we have in the past. You know, stability in that we have a team in place that's working really well together. So it's the need for us to kind of evolve that the organization. I think we got the right team. We got the right platform. Our alliance partners have never been stronger, from HP and Cisco in the market, with Pure and Nutanix and others are becoming a bigger factor. And then I think lastly, our financial position. I mean, we've been able to invest aggressively in our sales, our marketing, our product development. We're adding 230 new engineers, R&D resources, and customer support organizations in our team. So we have and then we've acquired. And I think you'll see us acquiring additional companies in 2018 to continue to broaden the portfolio. So we think we have the best people, culture, platform, alliance ecosystem, market position with our growth and what we've been able to do. And lastly, our financial position to invest very aggressively in the market, I think puts us in a really good spot for exceeding $1 billion in 2018 and well on our way to what we consider $2.2 billion by 2022, which is kind of the goal, the big stretch that I had presented to the team at sales kickoff. So it's an exciting time where the teams are fired up to really go aggressively at 2018.
Well, thank you, Peter. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk about Veeam and the data protection market.
Excellent. Paul, it's great to be here, and always good to talk to you.